Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Finally, Friday, and time to get our last qualifier to head to Vegas. Before we do that, though, big shout out. 951 wants to give a happy birthday shout out to their dad, John. Happy birthday, Johnny.
Happy birthday, John. You don't know him. You can't call him Johnny.
It's going to be my new thing. I'm going to come up with a nickname for everybody. Happy birthday, Johnny. Good old Johnny boy.
What if he's sitting in the car right now hearing this? He's like, they made fun of me when they called me Johnny back in school.
I'm not making fun. Oh, so
no. It's like bringing up some bad memories.
No.
Mr. John, happy birthday, sir.
All right. Tim McGraw is coming.
You want to take this one on your own for a sec?
Yeah, you clean up that mess you just made. Tim McGraw coming out to Las Vegas. We want to get you qualified to go see him. He's going to be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. We got tickets to the show, a two-night stay at the Flamingo, and a $100 gas card. All you need to do is be caller number 9 right now for another round of McGraw or nah. Got to do it all by myself.
Good job, Kel.
888-431-3764. It is the last round of McGraw
or no.
Your chance to get qualified to go see Tim McGraw in Las Vegas. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you calling from?
My name's Marissa, and I'm from Simi Valley. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Are you ready for McGraw?
I am so ready for McGraw.
Are you ready to play our game, McGraw or nah?
Okay, I'm ready to play.
Tim McGraw and his wife, Faith Hill, have never acted together.
I will say nah.
That is correct. Yeah, they were on 1883 together.
Question two. Tim McGraw wrote a song called Taylor after Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
No, it's actually nah.
It was Taylor that wrote about Tim. All right, here we go. Last one. You need to get this, Marissa, okay?
Okay.
Tim McGraw is an author.
I'm going to say yeah.
McGraw? All right. You are qualified now.
I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. I'm blowing it right and left. I'm so sorry.
You are good. You are our last qualifier to go to Las Vegas.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to be invited back again, am I?
You're welcome anytime. Hey, bonus question for you. Have you ever spilled a cup of coffee while at work?
I have never done that. I don't really drink coffee, so no, I'm sorry. I've never done that.
Just you, Anthony.
That just happened moments ago. I knocked my cup all over the desk.
At least it wasn't on anyone, right?
No, it was on all the expensive equipment.
We don't need to give details.
See, I'm a cup half full kind of girl, so I'm looking for the bright side.
Well, you keep those fingers crossed, and hopefully you'll win this Vegas getaway.
I sure will. Thank you so much for taking my call. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You have a great day, too. Anthony, I can't believe you actually wanted to talk about that on the radio, because you know our engineer Phil is usually driving in right now.
Yeah, I was bringing up saying, have you ever spilled coffee on your desk? And Kelly goes, yeah, or on a super expensive equipment. I wasn't going to go that far.
You brought it up.
I was downplaying it.
Uh-huh.
And you gave the full... See, another reason why we don't have, like, the... what was that, the live stream we were talking about yesterday? Because we're clumsy, or at least me.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We will never be traveling together because we do not see eye to eye when it comes to reclining your seat on the airplane. This got brought up because there's an airline that's based in Canada called JetWest. They just announced they are going to hit you with an extra charge if you want to recline your seat on your plane ride.
Okay, that's fine with me because I don't recline.
Why?
You get to recline what? 2 inches?
Yeah, but sometimes that gives you a little extra. Oh, feels better.
But I can't tell you how much that... I don't know if... You could say frustrates me when the person in front of me decides to recline. Now my little tabletop is now a little bit closer to me.
Well, if they don't recline that much, then your table's not that close
to you.
You
can only recline. There's one recline setting, right?
Right. But if you're complaining that it's moving your tray, it's not going to recline much. So your tray's not going to move
still
that much.
Moves. It doesn't matter how much you're reclining. It's the fact that you are reclining. And not only is the tray closer to you, but the headrest, now it's at like an angle at you. It's just the whole feng shui of it. I can't deal with it. I think every airplane seat should be idle. There shouldn't even be an option to recline because it's so minimal. It's not like you're kicking back on a Lazy Boy.
Yeah, but here you are saying it's so minimal, but you shouldn't be able to do it.
It's so minimal that it still upsets me.
No, no. If you're going to recline, especially for somebody like my husband, Art, who's tall, sometimes just that little bit of reclining makes him a little bit more comfortable.
Okay, Art can recline then. One reclining
you
seat
tell Art he can't recline.
On every plane.
No, I mean, if you're going to be sitting there, most plane rides are going to be a little longer, unless maybe you're going to Vegas. Like, give yourself that little bit of room to be a little more comfortable. It is not really inconveniencing the person behind you that much.
It inconveniences me. Bring your neck pillow, bring your blankets, get comfy any other way you want, but I don't think reclining your airplane seat makes a big enough difference for you to be comfortable. All it does is affect the person behind you. Because now it's messing up your area.
You can recline. Just keep your feet on the ground. Don't put your feet up on the window.
You can drive. I'll fly to wherever we're going. I'll meet you there.
No, we totally do not see eye to eye on this. When you fly, do you recline your seat? To recline or not to recline? That is the debate this morning. There's a airline out of Canada that is now going to charge you extra if you want to recline your seat on a plane. That is ridiculous.
If you guys are bougie like that, you need to recline an inch or two, then yeah, pay it.
Well, that's just because you're over here going, oh, I never recline my seat. I don't need to.
I don't. And that's not me thinking I'm better than everyone. Why'd you give me that weird voice? I just don't see the need for it. I don't know. It's not making that much of a difference.
It's a little extra room just to kind of sit back, and it gives you a little sense of relaxation if you're on a long flight. Even if you're on a short flight going to Vegas, I'm still going to recline my chair.
Text message from the 562 says, Anthony, I agree with you 110%. Plus, when you're 6 feet tall, somebody reclines their seat, you have no leg space. And I agree with you about the table because the table does shift.
Okay, a little bit. Your chair only goes back a little bit. It's not like getting shoved in your gut.
It could. Depends on how much I eat on Thanksgiving, Kel.
Yeah, okay. 714 calling you out says, Anthony, you can't sit here and tell me that if you're on a 5.5-hour plane going to Hawaii that you're not going to recline your seat.
I'm not. I could go. I've never traveled internationally, so I can't speak on that. But anywhere in the States, yeah, I don't have to recline at all.
Okay. London in Long Beach, what are your thoughts? Are you reclining your seat on an airplane?
Yes, I do, until they make me put it back up.
Yeah, just that little bit makes it more comfortable, right?
Yep, and I'm going to be doing that in first class when I fly to Philly for my birthday in November.
Oh, now you're rubbing it in with your first class seat.
What's in Philly? Why are you going out that way?
I'm going to go see the Birds play against the Bears.
Well, hopefully they play better than they did last night.
Kelly, don't be angry with me. Don't be making me sad, okay? I'm already getting stuff from people at work.
Does reclining your seat 2 inches really make that much of a difference in comfort?
Yep. And it doesn't even move anything that you have down on your side, because that's how they're made, Anthony.
No, it completely shifts it. Now I lose a little bit of area because you decided you wanted to lean back.
So guess what? You recline a little bit and you got that room back.
I can't chew if I'm not sitting straight. Like if I'm eating.
Are you going to choke, little baby bird?
What? What did you call me? Okay, so I text my mom, who's a flight attendant.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, she's got to be on my side on this. I said, Mom, are you for or against it, reclining or not? She said, I'm for it. I said, okay, needed you on my side. But she said, she said it is okay to ask the person in front of you to put it up if you are eating, which signifies that there is enough movement to where you are kind of confined and you don't have enough space to have your meal.
No. I'm sorry. If somebody taps me on the shoulder and goes, can you sit up? I'm going to act like I'm sleeping. So we just got yelled at by our boss, more so me, telling me that I'm a rude flyer because I will recline my seats.
That's why I like him.
He said that is the rudest thing to do if you are flying coach is to recline your seat. This got brought up because there's an airline in Canada who is charging you extra if you want to recline your seat. I am a seat recliner. If I'm on this flight, I paid for my seat. It reclines for a reason. I'm going back that, inch and a half?
Sound a little entitled to me, Kel. Think of other people. Think of the people behind you.
I'm sorry I inconvenienced you by moving your tray, a centimeter?
It's not. Sure, it might not be a lot per se if you were to take a tape measure and measure it, but it's enough to throw you off. Because he was making a great point. What if you're in the window seat? Now there's trays down and reclining down, and you got to get out and go to the bathroom. There's so many moving parts to get out of that seat.
Okay, but if it was really that big of a deal, then airplanes wouldn't make seats that reclined. They recline for a reason. You're just not taking advantage of one of the amenities.
I'm baffled at how selfish you are.
Oh, gosh. All right. Rick, what are your thoughts on reclining your seat on an airplane?
Anthony, I love you. And I'm sorry that you can't pass the height requirement to get on some of the rides at Disneyland.
Rick came out swinging.
Woo! But I'll tell you, when you're 6'2" and 2450, we're stretching.
He said, I'm sorry, in your booster seat that you can't recline.
And maybe that's why I don't have a reason to recline, because I am comfy cozy in my little area and I don't really need any extra room.
Well, that's okay, but you know, you still got to have a place to put your sippy cup.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
So are you going to do it? Tell me you're going to do it. Don't chicken out. You got to do it.
It's not that I'm going to chicken out. It's still the fact that I don't have a solidified thing that I want to get.
No, it's that you're afraid of needles and you think it's going to hurt. Anthony's going to a wedding tonight where they're going to have a tattoo artist.
Yeah, a little different. It's going to be interesting. They're going to have a tattoo artist. From what I understand, they're going to have palm readers. Oh. Very untraditional or non-traditional things that you really wouldn't see at a wedding.
That's very unique.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like those kind of weddings where it's not just your cookie cutter wedding, you know? Say the vows, cut the cake, eat the chicken, and you're done.
Eat the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, dinner.
No, this isn't some sacrificial ritual. I'm talking about the chicken dinner.
What weddings have you been going to? bouquet, toss, garland, you know, yes, all the normal things. And it doesn't sound like they're going to be doing any of this, but the thing we've been talking about is they will have a tattoo artist on hand, and I was joking with my wife saying, oh, I'm careful, I might get a tattoo, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to get one. So, wait a minute, let's discuss. And she was thinking, yeah, maybe we can get one, you know, commemorating our anniversary, something along those lines. And I was like, ooh, palms are getting sweaty. I don't know.
Just don't get her name. Names are taboo. Don't get her name. But you could do something with, like, the date.
But isn't that along the same lines as getting, like, a date? It's because it's something about that somebody.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. And names, I just think, are very, very taboo.
And two, I don't know where I would put it, because I'm under the impression that if you are going to have a tattoo artist at this place, they're not doing giant pieces.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, sure you're not getting a chest piece.
It's something small.
Yeah.
So as a guy, I don't know where I would put a little teeny tiny tattoo, because I feel like every guy I see that has tattoos, like, they're pretty good size.
You should get a little Stanley cup.
Oh.
Get your tumbler. How cute would that be on your neck?
I'm not coming to you for tattoo ideas anymore.
All right. Have you ever been to a wedding and there was something very, very unique? Because I will say, I think this is the first time I've ever heard of a tattoo artist at a wedding.
Yeah, this will be a fun one. A lot of things that aren't very traditional. But I want to hear if this is a thing. Maybe you saw something along those lines.
Is there going to be an open bar at this wedding? Because the open bar, the tattoo artist and the palm reader, this... You need to film while you're out there.
It's going to be a wild night. Yeah. I'm excited. Going to a wedding tonight that's, I would say, a little non-traditional. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like there's plans to, you know, bouquet toss, garter toss, but more so there's going to be a tattoo artist on site along with a palm reader, which you were telling me, ooh, that's scary to do. I was like, why? They're just going to, like, tell me cool stuff. And you were like, no, there's, like...
They look at, like, your lifeline.
Which you were telling me there's a line on your hand that what predicts how much longer you have to live.
I mean, that's what Google says.
And yours looks short, Kel.
Yeah. My time is almost up. Yours goes all the way down your arm.
Mine's coming down my arm. We're living forever.
Mine barely makes it to my thumb. The 951, maybe this isn't as unique as we thought, says the last three weddings I've been to all had tattoo stations. So maybe this is a new trend that people are doing.
I've never, with the amount of weddings that I've DJed and attended, I have not once seen a tattoo artist.
I love this. Bluebeard from the 323 text in and said, we had a Dodgers themed wedding. Our flower girls actually threw out peanuts and cracker jacks, and then everybody at the end of the wedding got their own rally towel.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what we're leaving with tonight.
A tattoo.
I don't.
And hopefully a long life. Brian in Eastvale, what was the most unique thing you've seen at a wedding?
So this was actually my sister's wedding. My brother-in-law's dad is a Falconeer.
Is that like someone who handles Falcons?
Yes.
Okay.
He trains falcons, takes them to different shows. The falcon was actually my sister's ring bearer and came flying down the aisle.
I don't know if I would trust the falcon to make
it. Cool.
It takes a lot of trust. I'm sure he wouldn't have done it if he didn't trust the bird.
Yeah. All of a sudden, guess what? It's not a chicken dinner. We're having falcon for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
You would do that?
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. If you know what? We're going to do a vow renewal. And I'm going to take Tori's grant and say, let me borrow this real quick. I'm going to find like a bald eagle trainer. Falcon's pretty cool too. And have them fly the ring in.
Okay.
Ring bears, kids. Yeah, that's cool.
They're
normally
overrated.
Normally they can't get the job done. You got to guide them. You got to walk with them.
So might as well get a bird.
Get a big old bird.
Okay.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.